Welcome to the deep dive. We're jumping straight in today, looking at the key takeaways from Token 2049 Dubai.
Yeah, that was a huge one. End of April, right?
Right, and Madinat Jumeirah, massive event, over 15,000 people, I heard, from like 160 countries.
Incredible numbers. And the speaker list was pretty heavyweight, too.
Totally. You had Changpeng Zhao, Paolo Arduino from Tether, Justin Drake from Ethereum, over 200 speakers. So definitely more than just a standard conference.
It felt like a real checkpoint for the industry, you know, where things are heading.
Exactly. So our mission here is to kind of unpack that for you. We've gone through the reports, the analysis from the event, and we want to pull out the crucial bits, the main trends shaping crypto right now in a way that's, you know, easy to grasp.
Sounds good. Where do we start?
Okay, let's kick off with something that seemed to be everywhere. The convergence of AI and blockchain.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely a dominant theme. It wasn't just a side conversation. It was really core.
What were they focusing on specifically?
Well, a lot of talk about decentralized AI protocols maturing. So think AI systems where the data, the models, maybe even the running of the AI, it's all distributed.
Yep.
And often using blockchain for, you know, coordination or trust. And the big thing, the recurring idea was blockchain as this like foundational trust layer for AI stuff.
Right, for AI generated content. That makes sense. As AI gets better, proving where stuff comes from.
Exactly. Proving provenance, making sure it hasn't been tampered with, that becomes super important.
And it's not just theoretical chatter, is it? Our sources mentioned Aave.ai.
Yeah, they came up an on-chain trading platform. They're apparently already doing things in this space.
Like what?
Like AI-powered dashboards for tracking tokens, monitoring smart money activity, specifically for AI-related crypto projects like 5T and AGIX. And apparently those tokens actually saw a noticeable jump in trading volume around the time of the conference.
Interesting. So for you listening, if you're watching both AI and crypto, this isn't some, you know, future fantasy. It's actually starting to happen. Platforms are popping up to track it.
For sure. It's moving fast.
But what are the roadblocks? I mean, it sounds great, but what needs to be solved for this to really go mainstream?
That's a really good point. I mean, security and integrity are huge, right? For both the AI and the blockchain data. People are working on it, though. We heard about projects using advanced crypto techniques like zero-knowledge proofs on-chain.
Okay, ZK proofs.
To verify what an AI model spits out without actually revealing the model itself, which is, you know, a big step beyond just tracking data origin.
So it protects the secret sauce, basically.
Pretty much. Addresses concerns about transparency, but also intellectual property in this kind of decentralized AI world.
And bigger picture, this could build trust in automated systems, right?
Yeah.
Opening up new uses.
Definitely. Which actually ties into the next big theme, modular blockchains.
Ah, yes. Modularity. Sounds technical, but seems like everyone was talking about it.
Absolutely critical. The emphasis on it really felt like a consensus. Like the old way, the single layer chains, they might just hit a wall with scaling and doing lots of different things.
Right. They can't do everything well.
Exactly. And then you see MEXC Ventures launching this, what was it, a $300 million fund?
Well, yeah.
Specifically for modular stuff like ZK rollups. It just hammers home that scalability and getting different chains to work together, composability that's not optional anymore. It's fundamental.
It's like building blocks. Essential ones.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, you know, specialized computer chips like GPUs.
Good analogy. And again, Aave.ai came up here too. Their platform is apparently built for this multi-chain world.
Integrated with what, over 130 chains? 300 DXs?
That's a lot. It's a huge ecosystem. And they have this adaptive analytics layer. The idea being to help users find the important info across all these different chains.
So if you've ever felt lost trying to follow stuff across different networks,
yeah,
this move towards modularity and platforms that bridge the gaps, that sounds pretty helpful.
It could lead to serious performance boosts, faster transactions, lower fees.
How? By splitting up the work?
Yeah, essentially. One layer handles execution, another handles data availability, specialization, instead of one chain trying to juggle everything.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Could make blockchain practical for way more things then, beyond just finance. Supply chains, maybe?
Could be. And if the infrastructure gets better and more connected, well, that leads to thinking about what you put on those chains.
Which brings us perfectly to the next point, tokenizing real-world assets, RWAs.
Yes. This felt really tangible at the conference. It's clearly moving beyond just being a concept.
You mean like actual physical stuff being represented on chain?
Exactly. The example that kept coming up was major real estate firms in Dubai apparently starting to accept Bitcoin for property.
Wow, okay. Buying a house with Bitcoin. That's not theoretical anymore.
Definitely not. And it highlights the potential benefits everyone's talking about, making illiquid assets like real estate or art easier to trade.
And own a piece of, right, fractional ownership.
Precisely. Making these things accessible to more people. Democratizing access, basically.
And Av.ai is involved here, too.
Seems like it. They're mentioned as having tools for on-chain verification of these RWA tokens, tracking their liquidity.
So looking under the hood at the smart contracts, seeing who's investing big.
Uh-huh. As more real stuff gets tokenized, you'll need tools to understand it. We also heard talk about tokenizing gold, even carbon credits.
So for you listening, this could genuinely open up investment areas that were, you know, previously locked off. Pretty exciting.
It is. But with all this innovation, you inevitably get to the topic of regulation.
Right. Always a big one. Especially in a place like Dubai, which seems to want to be a major hub.
The vibe at the conference seemed to be about finding that sweet spot, you know, clarity for businesses, but without stifling the innovation.
And Dubai's regulator, VARA, they had specific plans.
Yeah, they talked about wanting to simplify regulations specifically to encourage innovation, which you could contrast with maybe more enforcement-focused approaches elsewhere.
So signaling they're open for business, basically. Trying to attract the crypto industry.
That seems to be the goal. It makes them a key place to watch.
And how does a platform like Av.ai fit into this regulatory patchwork?
Well, their model is decentralized data access, real-time permissionless signals. That could be pretty useful when you're dealing with different rules in different places.
Gives you the raw data regardless of local restrictions, maybe?
Potentially. It's an interesting angle. So, yeah, if you're operating globally in crypto, understanding these different regulatory vibes is just essential.
No doubt. Okay, finally, let's talk about market reactions. Did token 2049 actually, like, move the needle?
It seems like it did, yeah. There were some definite market movements right after the event.
Such as?
Well, some of the big names, like Solana, SOL, and Polygon, Menek, saw their trading volume jump up noticeably.
Okay, established players getting a boost.
But not just them. Meme coins, especially on BNB Chain and Solana, also got a surge, driven by influencers, social media buzz coming out of the event.
The meme coin factor. Never sleeps.
Never. And again, Avium.ai's tools were highlighted here. Their smart money alerts. The meme coin dashboards.
Tracking new stuff, too, like that Boop.fun token.
Right. The idea is these tools helped users spot these rapid moves, maybe even act on them.
Just shows how fast things move and how important real-time data is.
Absolutely. In crypto, speed of information and analysis can be a huge edge. Identifying those weird patterns or hot trends as they happen, that's valuable.
Okay, so let's recap. Token 2049 really shone a light on AI meeting blockchain.
Yeah, the need for modular, scalable infrastructure.
A real-world assets getting tokenized.
The whole regulatory dance, especially Dubai's moves.
And the fact that these events can actually cause ripples in the market right away.
Felt like a shift towards, you know, practical stuff, building real tools, scalable solutions, trustworthy AI.
Definitely. Less hype, more build.
Something like that. And speaking of tools, there's something potentially interesting coming up from Av.ai. Our sources mentioned they're launching a premium Alpha Alert Telegram group soon, supposedly synced up with their desktop Alpha Signal Center.
So like real-time pings about market moves based on chain data.
That's the idea. Getting alerts based directly on blockchain activity. Might be useful for some listeners.
Could be. Okay, so as we wrap up, here's something to chew on. Think about these big trends from Token 2049, that AI blockchain link tokenizing everything.
Mm-hmm.
How might that stuff fundamentally change things? Not just finance, but, you know, other parts of life down the road.
It's a big question. Lots to potentially change.
Definitely something worth keeping an eye on and digging into more. Thanks for tuning into The Deep Dive.